In presenting HB 105 to the full Senate, Republican Senator Steve Urquhart started with a story. He told the story of a girl named Charlotte, who at 5 years old was suffering from 500 epileptic seizures per week. With no helpful treatment for her seizures, she had a do not resuscitate order, and her family was preparing to say goodbye. But Charlotte's family tried one more promising option out of Colorado.
They were coming up with a strain of hemp that was high in something called CBD and very low in THC. So THC is the psychoactive component of marijuana. They figured, okay, what could it hurt? And so she took the CBD, also called Alepsia, or now some people call it Charlotte's Web, after the story I'm telling you. And so she started taking that, and now we're 18 months beyond that point, and Charlotte has no seizures, and she's a budding ballerina. She's taking ballet.
As Urquhart mentioned, CBD is particularly potent in this strain of hemp, and it's believed that the chemical is responsible for preventing seizures in kids like Charlotte and other epilepsy patients. But right now, according to Urquhart, that medication is only available in Colorado, and it can't be legally imported to Utah. HB 105 would allow families who have attempted other options to treat their child's epilepsy to try this cannabis-based medication from Colorado with the permission of a neurologist. The bill, which is sponsored in the House by Republican Representative Gage Frower, has been battered around in the legislature this year. As a matter of fact, the bill voted on in the Senate on Tuesday afternoon was the 9th substitute, meaning this was the 9th version of the bill proposed since conception. Perhaps the biggest obstacle to the bill is the stigma surrounding medicinal marijuana in general. Republican Senator Mark Madsen expressed his frustration with what he called a superstitious attitude.
This is a great first step to try and give some relief to these families. It pains my heart that they've had to wait so long, again, because of the superstition that surrounds this substance. So I applaud the courage of those who have taken this up and persisted, and I hope that that this is the first step towards ending the, I'm paraphrasing Jefferson, the reign of the witches on this substance.
Republican Senator John Valentine said this was a very difficult issue for him, and he was undecided until he read letters from those in favor of the bill. He read one out loud on the Senate floor.
Dear Senator Valentine, thank you for the can question. You please let the government have the cannabis in Utah? Our friend Connor needs it, and it is his last hope. He could be healthy. Please get it. P.S. He will be able to eat cake if he can have the cannabis. And the little child has written me a picture of the cake.
After about 30 minutes of discussion, HB 105 passed unanimously in the Senate. Since the bill was substituted by Valentine to include stronger record-keeping and quality control, the House will have another crack at approving it. If it is approved, and the House had little trouble the first time around, it'll go to Governor Gary Herbert for a signature. Speaking on Tuesday, Herbert indicated that he supported the measure.
The concept of having cannabis oil as a medication to help with the treatment of seizures and other health issues is one that I support. But it has to be in the context of, a controlled substance. There ought to be some kind of prescription. We ought to make sure that the quality of what it is being distributed is, in fact, right, that there is, in fact, a positive benefit that comes from this medication, just like any other medication.
If HB 105 becomes law, parents like Brandon Campbell will have a renewed sense of hope. His 6-year-old son, Connor, is epileptic. He suffers about 100 seizures per day, and every other medication he's tried hasn't worked out. Connor doesn't communicate verbally, and his dad is hoping the cannabis oil will help him with that.
If he can have this and it can work, the fact that, if it can help him start communicating more, we know more of his needs, of his frustrations. My biggest fear because of his lack of communication is his safety. And so, I always want him to be safe and to have, a comfortable life, if even just to tell us, what his needs are. And so if that can improve, then, I'll love that.
The House is scheduled to hear HB 105 on Thursday, the final day of the legislative session. From the Capitol, I'm Ryan Cunningham for KCPW News.